Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. God is good when all the time. When in doubt, we pray it out. Good morning. You chilling in the office with your girl, the why and why not? Yes, it's Tuesday, y'all. It's going to be hot out here in the seas today. It really is. We're going to call this one Talking Tuesday, baby, because I feel like we need to talk. Oh, yes, I feel like we need to talk. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Get on up. Them kids should be out of school, baby. It should be officially summertime. You understand me. Good morning. It's your girl. Listen, has anybody told y'all how special y'all are today? All right, let me, if they haven't, your girl, the why, I'm going to tell you, listen, number one, I love you, okay? Make no doubt in your mind to know that I love you. I love you like you're part of my own. We family up in here. We a company, a squad, a family, you understand me? We came from a long way. We came far. You understand me? And I want to tell you, I appreciate you today. I appreciate you. You're up with me, hanging with me, you know, going through my highs and my lows, you know, just like family around here. You understand me? And I appreciate family. I love family. And I understand without you, there's definitely no me. You understand? Y'all hold me down. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate that. And listen, to somebody who may need this today, listen, you could do anything through Christ. I'm going to tell y'all, you could do anything through Christ, because I done been in some bad situations. I promise you, y'all, at these little jobs. You know what I call it now? I call it the Matrix. I swear. I heard somebody say it on TikTok. You living in the Matrix. At first, I'm like, you crazy. You know, why would you say that? You understand me? But you got to sit back when you at these jobs and just look at what's going on. And then see, I hang on the jobs for a long time. Let me tell y'all, let's talk about it, okay? Because we a family. You understand me? Get up. You can do it. Number three or two or four, you know, get up this morning and do whatever you put your mind to. That's number one. We could do it. I'm going to tell y'all that. Because listen, your girl the white up bit on every little job she want. And I tend to hold these jobs for a minute. So I know what I'm saying. You hear me? You hear me? So right. Be careful. When you go to these little jobs as well. Now, we already got to look for surprise pickaboo drivers. In the 20th century, we got to watch our backs when we in certain public places and in certain surroundings. And even now at school, our children are being targeted. Okay, so we got to watch our back all around. But go to work up in there today. Sit back. Keep your eyes open. Watch and see what's going on your job. Now, let me tell you, if you have a job, now this is for those of you who have a job where it's a revolving door. Okay, that's number one. Where you go in there and they be like, you know, everybody quit. They tell you that right off the bat. Everybody quit. And then they want to know, allegedly, are you going to stay? Are you going to stay? You know, because, you know, they ain't quite gave you the real yet. You fresh. You new up in there. When you fresh, you new. Keep your eyes open for the bullshit. And always have something else lined up. I'm going to tell you. Because it ain't nothing like being somebody's fool in the 20th century. Let me tell you why, your girl, why I say that. You understand me. Okay, so if you go up in there and it's a revolving door, check and see what's going on. Check and see what's going to make it a revolving door. Don't talk too much. Kick back. Watch and observe. See, some of us go in these jobs and we start running our mouth. Don't get too friendly too quick. Because you don't even know if you're going to like that job. Okay, just like the job give you 30 days, in reality, okay, you giving their ass 30 days. You hear me? You giving them 30 days because you're going to kick back and see all the bullshit that goes on. Now, normally, now back in the days, I'm telling y'all, because your girl, the wife, been on every job, baby. She ain't nothing but a little hustler, you understand me? Got to make them corners, them quarters, them cents. Now, if I ain't making no dollars and cents, it ain't making sense, to understand me, to me, because I have a family. You know, that's just how I am. You understand me? Hey, you ain't got to be like me. No. Please don't. Do you. At your pace. Take your time. But know, if you a real hustler, you going to go out there and get them jobs to take care of your what? Your family. Right. I ain't got time to be begging nobody. That's number two. Boo-hoo. We're going to make this on our own, Jack. I'll holler at you later on. And when I say holler at you later on, that means I ain't never coming back home. Understand me? I'm making my own home. So go in there. All right. So they say they giving you 30 days. We giving they ass 30 days. And I call it the matrix because when it's a revolving door, go in there and sit back and look. It's a lot of bullshit going on. Nowadays, okay, now back in the days, listen, it used to take people at least, shit, 3-4 months to start cutting up. You see their true colors in a couple of months. Right. So allegedly, you know, we gonna say, you know, for entertainment purposes, we gonna say Sally, she go up in this job. It ain't even back in the days, they take a long time to fuck up. You stay there, you be happy that you made it to the luncheon and everything, you know. All right. So shit, it takes them like what, 2-3 months back in the days. Now it takes them motherfuckers less than 30 days. So Sally goes to work. And she love her job. She said, oh, my God, this is a blessing, a blessing. And you know, when shit is a blessing, you don't want to upset God. He done gave you that job. Okay, so you go sit back and be like, okay, God, thank you. Okay, I get the job. So Sally go on the job. In less than 30 days, this bullshit. Folks calling off. Folks quitting. When you first entered the door. First of all, allegedly, ladies and gentlemen, if you go into a job in the first week you are working 6 days straight, that is the matrix. Do you hear me? That is the matrix. You going in working. That means you going in busting. Okay? That's clue number one. All right? But Sally didn't think of it like that. She's like, oh, this is not beautiful. I established, man. God gave me this job. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I ain't going, you know, she ain't going to say shit. You know, she's just going to be like, oh, okay. All right. So she go in the motherfucker. It's a revolving door. Okay, so she sit back. Soon as you go in, if you working, like I said, 6 days grace, you know it's the matrix. I'm telling you. Okay, so she's in there. She's seeing people go and come, and then, you know, folks acting nasty. And then, all of a sudden, at first, when she first got in there, the first 15 days, the first 15 days, teamwork. Dream work the teamwork. Teamwork make the dream work. Right. They sit up there whistling while you work. Right. This is the first 15 days. Okay. Okay. The 16th day, everybody done start disappearing. People start showing their true colors. They stop working. When they ask you, when clue number four, when them motherfuckers ask you, is you gonna stay? And you say, yeah. Sally said, yeah. She's like, yeah, it's a beautiful job. She gonna stay. Shit, Jesus gave me this job. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I ain't gonna do nothing for that. Right. So you still on that shit. So, people start disappearing. You notice you the only one doing the workload. You start noticing people start disappearing. You start noticing shit start getting harder. Okay? It's another 7-day or 6-day slam on you. Ain't nobody else getting slammed like that. They still getting 8 days off. But your schedule fluctuates now. It goes 7 days straight. And then you might work 2 days morning and 5 days nights. Straight. You in the matrix. Where you at? You in the matrix. And everybody else's schedule stays the same. You understand? Because they're trying to feed you some shit about, oh, somebody quit. What was you doing before I got there? Ladies and gentlemen, we have to start asking that question. What was they doing before you got to the matrix? That you have to be slammed on all these days. So, you know, Sally looking at the man, and she looking, and the man like, is that okay? And she looking at the man like, really? 7 days? Listen, and then poor Sally, okay, because poor Sally had something more important prior to do. So now Sally needs the weekends off. So the guy allegedly tells Sally, he says, now, you help me and I'll help you. Sally thinking in her head, how in the fuck is this helping me? How in the fuck this is helping me? I done told you I got a more important prior engagements. Okay, I got something so important to do that if anything happened, I could call off in the midst of those 7 days, because that's really the matrix. Now, everybody else standing still while you working. Sally just sitting there looking like, wait a minute, she already got to watch motherfuckers like they slowing their workload. Yours getting bigger, theirs getting slower. You turn around, everybody gone. That's the matrix. Watch your jobs. Watch your jobs. Don't get in the matrix. What you do is you do what everybody else do. Don't pick up their workload. And then you'll sit there and think like, how did I be the one picking up the workload? You see what I mean? It just happens so fast, especially with the young people. Y'all got to be careful. Soon as you come in the door, it's time to request the days and vacations off. Oh, yeah, days and vacations off. See, not only did someone quit this week of the Matrix, somebody else is going, two people is going on vacation. So that's like leaving you stuck. It's the Matrix. That's how I feel. That I'm telling you people, listen, you're not going to get paid for any of that. Those 2 days, that's going to Uncle Sam. Those 2 days, the overtime, the triple time, the corrita time, that shit is going to Uncle Sam. You're not going to get it. You won't see any of that. That's going to the Social Security I pray I get. Because that's how society is. We pray we get that Social Security. Shit, they trying to take that too. And y'all know it. Be careful at these jobs. That's all what I'm saying. We got to be careful at these jobs. Because listen, don't work yourself to death. Stop and smell some type of roses. It's okay to have money, shit. But listen, all money ain't good money. Especially with that. You're getting cheated. That's what I'm thinking. Sally was thinking, is it really worth it now? I could do 5 for you. Maybe squeeze in 6, but 7 I can't do. That's a little bit too much. And it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Me and Sally already came to the conclusion, baby, that's not probably going to be for us too much longer. And I'm going to make sure I get my days off. I'm not even going to talk about it. It's non-negotiable at this point. The days I want now are non-negotiable. We can't even negotiate. We was going to try to negotiate. We can't negotiate. These are the days I need off. That's no ifs, ands, or buts. Period. Yeah. Sometimes you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. Just don't work your ass off too bad. Because listen, tomorrow ain't guaranteed. That's number one. Okay? That's number one. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. Now listen. I want to comment on a few things today. I would like to say watch our surroundings out here in this beautiful world that we have to parlay in. Okay, make sure y'all keep y'all face masks on. I want to say respect folks' feelings, but y'all don't really do that. Y'all disrespect folks' feelings, and then when they say something back to you, you're the victim. You're so hurt, but you done went for somebody else. It's summertime. It's beautiful out here today. Y'all, we got to watch our surroundings. We got so much to be thankful for, but yeah, we got so much to be careful for as well. All right? Y'all know what's going on out here in these streets. We got our own private war. All right? So be careful of your surroundings. All right? If you see something, say something, please. Because we got some people still nasty in the 20th century. Some people still, have their own set of mind, some people still don't, I even heard some people say they go under a different law. So please be alert and be aware of your surroundings. Ladies, if you by yourself, I recommend we bear arms. It is just that time now. We are being targeted. You see, they trying to take away our rights, okay? Why we wouldn't be? You see that? Ladies, watch what you do. Protect your children. We are their protectors, and they are our future. You understand me? Know where they are every time, every moment, like you have been doing. I just want to say I love you. Listen, and here's another thing. Y'all know y'all something else. Y'all know y'all something else. Listen, I would like to say, we need to learn how to work together more better. This woman and man shit is getting really bad. Okay? And the reason why I say that, I want to say, listen, I'm not tired. It's just, I feel like for me as a woman, it's embarrassing. I don't even want to talk about the Monique and the D.L. Hughley thing, allegedly. I don't even want to talk about it because I love them both. Really, I love them both. Both of them have their own style. Both of them are unique. You know what I'm saying? And both of them, to me, are queens and kings. And although one may be going through more than the other, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, it was very distasteful, and everybody know that, you know. I don't want to judge, like I said, because I love them both, but I let it go now, because both of you guys are very respected in the public eye. We love y'all. We don't want to know about none of that. We don't. We just want y'all to be our stars, and that's it. We don't even want to really know that y'all bickering like that. We didn't know it was that serious like that. See, when you regular people, when you regular folk, we like to call that Hollywood shit. Right. But it's still embarrassing because some people love them, like me. I love them both. Love the shit out of me, Mr. D.L. You know, we don't want to know nothing about nothing else. You know, that y'all going through, y'all might be going through, or somebody may, you know what I'm saying? Somebody at one point had to be the bigger person and let that shit go. And be like, look, I don't care, just swallow the pride. Because listen, here's my thing, y'all. You can't argue with a person that ain't going to argue with you. See? You see what I mean? Somebody got to be the upper person, the upper queen, the upper king, to be like, I'm going to let that shit go now. Enough is enough. You know what I'm saying? And if you want, you know, more public notoriety, my beautiful queen, allegedly, you know, just do more work, you know, get it, you know, back, because you're looking real good, baby. You're looking just beautiful, fabulous. You know, get back in the, you know, in the game. You know, take your time and relax yourself and, you know, get back in the game. You know, I don't know about being a whole lot of controversy, being very controversy gonna get you back in the game like that. I don't know, you know, because I'm not a publicist, I'm not a promoter, you know, I don't know. But, you know, if you're a little difficult, Hollywood 10, you know, and you said that yourself, allegedly, Hollywood tends to pull back a little bit. You know, you show you want to come in with this type of, you know, hoorah, you know, to, you know, because to them Hollywood folk, you know, that's kind of, you see what I'm saying? That's kind of coming in kind of rough. You know, that's kind of rough. It kind of tend to look like, you know, you're attacking the DL. That's all. You know, it just tend to look like that, especially Queen. You know, where you the husband, you know, had to, allegedly, you know, did the whole, you know, worked the whole thing out. It just, to me, it just didn't make, it don't make no sense, you know. And then everybody got paid, right? You know, cause what the big hoopla about it? You know what I'm saying? Everybody got paid. If everybody, cause we, look, regular folks still don't understand it. You know, sugar, right, because we at a certain age, we come off kind of, you know, when we get a certain age, we come off kind of aggressive with, you know, some of us. You know, Hollywood, you know, they get a little scared. You know, they'll pull back a little bit, baby. Got to come in a little bit more gentle than that, allegedly. Yeah, that's one thing I hate about us being urban people. I swear to God, we attack our own kind. We quick to attack our own kind, too. And that's the coldest thing. We don't need to do that. And just like my boy TC said, Well, not my boy. See, y'all, so because in my head, he my friend. You understand me? Me, him, and the family. Okay, we go on family trips. In my head. Right. So, my boy, you know, because you know I'm just your girl. I don't really mean, because that's a grown-ass man. Okay, y'all know it. You know, I done seen some things. But allegedly, not like that. I'm talking about, like, on the... on his pages, his platforms. Oh, yeah. He does dances and everything on his platform. You know, cracks me up. The shit in my eyes. Right. So in my eyes, you know, just like he said, you know, you... Look at my ass. Did I just forget what the fuck I was just finna say? Okay. No, let's get back into it. What my friend said. Yeah, we gotta be careful. Oh, just like my friend said, y'all, us being black people, instead of us bonding together, loving each other, our culture, y'all go support somebody else. Now, y'all been knowing us. Y'all been knowing each other for years. Now, instead of coming together, supporting each other, and having something positive to say about this promotion thing, you know what I'm saying? Somebody somewhere along the line triggered it the other way where we got negative publicity. This negative publicity, that wasn't positive publicity. It's like we the only race that can't really stick together. We'll go support other motherfuckers before we support our own race. You see what I mean? We'll go support motherfuckers that we ain't even worked with not one day. But you know this man for years. You understand me? You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be support and love there. Y'all forgive me because I sure did. Because my crazy ass started thinking about the skits and everything he do today. Right. I totally threw off. But yeah, we the only race that do that, that won't really have each other back. And we've been knowing each other for years. How can we argue about a spot? A spot is a spot. Both of us is getting paid. We getting money. We getting our coins. Bills is getting paid today. Why are we arguing about, you know, especially if it's something you had to, they say now, word on the street, allegedly, they say y'all had the upper hand on. You know, the man didn't have nothing to do with that. He just said yay and nay, and then he said yay. You know, and then, you know, all this here broke out, baby. Mm-mm, we got to be better than that. We got to learn how to support each other, you know, I don't know, a little bit more. But we don't, us as fans, you know, when it's our good people that we love, we don't want to hear it. Because some of us don't even understand why it went down. Because it still looks nasty and it's still drawing out. That's another thing I didn't want to talk about it. Allegedly again. I didn't want to talk about it. But it's getting nasty. It's all on the internet. Somebody be the bigger queen or king and let that shit go. No, somebody got to stop stooping to somebody's goddamn level because the level is getting low. We don't go on here and air our dirty motherfucking laundry. See, is this what this society is turning to? That's that 20th century shit. You know, we going out there airing our dirty laundry. Okay, listen, just like Lil Mama, allegedly. Y'all, listen, the breakup. They already talking about the breakup. Y'all know what breakup I'm talking about. Okay, they was together over a year. They say over a year, the breakup, you know, with Lil Mama and Beautiful Man. Right. So they seen him out the other night. Right. I wouldn't have came out, sir. Oh, no. I don't care if she would have been out 100 times. I wouldn't have came out. See, because they looking for you. Her, they expect, you know. And leave that baby alone. Leave her alone. Now, y'all so double standards, it just make me sick. Because if it was a little young boy, you know what I'm saying, doing that very same thing, jumping from girl, you know, didn't have his mind made up, so to speak. You know, he would be labeled, you know, as a player, so to speak. What y'all call him? Pimps and whatnot. You understand me? But little mama, you speak on it, because I am, okay? She, you know, she ain't ready yet. You know what I'm saying? She feel like he wasn't the right one at that particular time. Listen, Now, come on now. Everybody is in everybody's life for a reason and a season. Now, Little Mama probably felt like her reason and her season was over, so she moved on. What's so bad about that? Did y'all torturing the poor boy? Okay? To my tongue, that you didn't say shit. Okay, that's normal these days. Actually, that's a bomb because she was with him, so to speak, word on the streets, over a year, allegedly. So, what the fuck? What the problem is? Okay, what the fuck is the problem is? The problem is y'all double standards. Y'all double standards. She wasn't ready. It don't matter if her father was ready. She wasn't ready. And we ain't got to be pushed in over. Listen, that's the main reason why divorces fail today. Because people are forced to be married. They got to get married because of shit. Something happened, they got to get married. Now, if she would have married that man, y'all would have thought she was pregnant or something. Okay? Y'all would have been talking about that. Yeah. Oh, why she married here? Oh, she too young to marry here. Y'all wouldn't have been happy no way. Period. Allegedly. Allegedly. Right. Leave that baby girl alone. Leave that baby alone. Let her do what the fuck she want to do. Okay? She wasn't ready. Listen, it's summertime, babe. Okay? She wasn't ready to be moving to China. Listen, she gave him less. Yeah, I understand, babe. She was booed up last summer. Can she get that same respect? Player, so to speak. What you say? Pimp, 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 and kangin. You know, cause that's what y'all would say for your boys or whatnot. Devil's there. Can we get our same roses? Okay, allegedly. Can we get her roses? Okay, baby, because that was a good one. That was a good piece. Y'all don't even hate. And she can do it. She got a body of a daughter's of Adonis. Yeah, that's right. I said that. Young. You know, them young girls tend to, they body's fresh, baby. Okay? And sometimes you ain't, she still got time to settle down. Right. You understand me? Ain't no rush. She ain't got no kids neither. Why y'all trying to tie her down all of a sudden? Okay, little mama not ready. It's summertime. It's hot out here. Baby, it's hot. It's getting hotter. So take up all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I don't want to take my clothes off. Allegedly. Okay, bitch, I'll tell you, baby, this is going to be a hot summer, baby, okay? Leave people alone and let everybody do what they want to do. It's their life, not yours. See, people, listen, you got to learn how to live your life the way you want. Let folks live theirs the way they want. See, our jobs is to watch our surroundings. Be careful, you know. Right. Our jobs is to watch our surroundings. Be careful when we're in certain areas. Watch out for our children. Have a backup plan. Y'all need to sit them kids down. I know it's summertime, but when winter come around, we're going to talk about it. You hear me? Oh, baby, we're going to talk about it. But yeah, don't get stuck in the matrix with these jobs. Y'all do what they do, allegedly. If they ask don't work, you don't work. You do the same thing they do, the bare minimum. Because, see, teamwork make the dream work. And you can't make the dream all by your motherfucking self. Because if you do, you want to get paid everybody else's pay. Because they getting paid to do nothing. Watch your surroundings. These jobs is a motherfucker. 7 days I will never make. You understand me? Because Uncle Sam going to get all the money. All of it. Every quarter of it. I'm not going to see a dime. You see what I'm saying? So I'm wasting my time. That's hard labor for no motherfucking reason. No, sir. No, ma'am. How to do? I'm not feeling you. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. And y'all know, I talk to y'all because I love y'all. It's your girl. You know what I'm saying? We talk all the time. You know, because we a family. Really, we are. Listen, y'all, whatever you put your mind to, you can do today. You hear me? And any other day. For real. For real. Whatever. Practice makes perfect. I love to say that. I love to say that because that's true. You need to, you know, give yourself more practice. But yeah, y'all, I really didn't want to talk about it. I didn't. But it was getting nasty. You know, no, somebody please, y'all be the bigger person. And y'all leave little mama alone. Okay, I'm asking for silence. And leave the man alone. Because he went out. Baby, you need to stay in for at least about, I give it a month. You know, let her be seen. Let her do her thing. You know, let her be seen out there. You pull back, King, you know, because it tends to look like, allegedly, you know, from my point of view, you know, just the look on you. You know what I mean? You know, yeah. I know, sugar. So you just kick, you kick back for a minute, you know, because, you know, some men love hard, you know. And yeah, speaking of that, let me tell y'all about something I saw today, allegedly. I saw on the internet. I just want to bring this, you know, because I said some men love hard. And Mr., you know, Mr. D., you know, Mr. MD, just stay in for a while. And you look beautiful, by the way. You know, right. Listen, when I say some men love hard, listen, let me tell y'all something. I seen something beautiful today on the internet with, you know, my favorite couple in my head, my other favorite couple in my head, you know. Cardi B and Offset. All right. So, they was on some type of red carpet, allegedly. Right. And so, listen, a piece of hair was sticking out of Cardi B's head. Now, listen. No. This is the part I love. Now, you can barely see it with the naked eye. You feel me? All right. You can barely see it with the naked eye. But true, he could see it. Huh? Hear me, ladies. He went over there. Now, listen, y'all know how protective we are of our hair, okay? I'm going to tell y'all some real shit right here, okay? Hear me. You can barely see that little hair out of place with the naked eye. You can barely see it. You got to be looking hard. Come, baby, let me tell you something. I zoomed in, okay? You got to zoom in. Zoom, 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 zoom. You have to zoom in. Barely can see it. Barely get the, I put on glasses. Do you hear me? I went in with a microfine glass. You know how we do it back in the days. We'll get the little microfine glass to look to make sure and see what it is. Okay. Right. You can barely see it with the naked eye. He went over there before them cameras started flashing, slicked her hair down. You hear me? With his hand. No. This ain't the part that got me fucked up. Well, I'm lying. That got me fucked up too. But this is the part that really got me fucked up right here. All the while, her husband her husband is slicking that hair down, that one itty bitty bitty string hair down. Baby, the queen ain't moving. Huh? She didn't already strike their pose for the cameras, baby. So I ain't gonna move again because my baby is finna come put it right. My baby, huh? It's finna come make it right. She didn't even move. Standing up there like a beautiful statuette. Statuette. Okay. Oh, baby. I was looking, mouth dropped. I thought it was drooling. I ain't gonna lie. You understand me, lady. You know, when you see something beautiful, you know something. Give her a props, you motherfuckers. When you see something beautiful, please, like, you don't do it. I said, God damn it. She could be a goddamn poppy doll. She could poppy doll. Right. So she didn't move. He slicked it down, just slicked it down very softly, very gently. You know, I felt like I was there at that one motherfucking moment. You hear me? Because the cameras done start flashing. Because they loving that shit. They feeling the sauce that I'm motherfucking feeling. Right. So, slicks her hair down, right? Moves out of her way really fast. Puts his hand behind his back with a stand. Right, cameras are flashing. Flash. And she's just standing there. Okay, I'm screaming at this point. I done dropped the goddamn phone. You know, because it was on Instagram. And you know, you make one, allegedly, you make one motherfucking move and the shit move up. You done. You can't see the shit no more. Boy, I hollered. I was so motherfucking upset because I, at that very moment, at that motherfucking very moment, y'all, I was one of them cameramen. You hear me? I was one of them motherfucking cameramen. I said, now, listen, my point is about that is that's that black love. That's that black excellence. I don't give a fuck what they've been through. You heard me? Look how that shit is. You let me tell you something. That's some shit. That's some shit you make. That's that sauce. You understand me? They done went through. They got that sauce. You understand me? You understand? Where her, she trusts her husband, her boo, you know, her baby father, all right, to slick down the hair just right for the cameras. She didn't touch it or nothing. She knew in her head, baby, it was already slick, boo. My baby, my baby already know how to slick it. He already know how it was supposed to be done. So I'm just going to stand here like the motherfucking queen I am. And I am. Okay? The queen I am. I was infatuated. I said, oh my God, look, that's that shit. You know, that's that sauce. You know what I'm saying? That's that sauce. Where you done went through in the relationship. Leave people alone. Y'all know what people going to do. You understand me? Why y'all messing with MD? You know, talking about what ain't going to happen. Whatever. You don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. Everybody break up. Sometimes they even get back together. Keep it cool, MD, allegedly. Keep that shit cool. You know, for real. And y'all know what they say. You know what they say. When you lose something precious, God always replaces with something more better, more greater. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry, MD. You're going to have a salsa out there. You know what I'm saying? Your other that'll slick your motherfucking... You see, that's trust right there. Because y'all know, we don't let motherfuckers fuck with our hair. Women don't let their mans mess with their hair unless they know for a fact they know what the fuck they doing. You hear me? I almost went crazy at that very moment because at that very moment... I was there. You know what I'm saying? I was experiencing that shit. I said, oh. And I kept replaying that shit back. You know, you can replay that shit back about 4 or 5 times. Oh, shit. I replayed that shit back about 100 times. I ain't gonna lie. About 100. I said, that is beautiful. Look at that black excellence. He just my baby daddy. Huh? It's just my baby daddy. Okay. It's just my baby daddy. Okay. I love y'all. I love y'all. I don't give a damn what we go through. I love our shit. Okay. They want to be. All right. Shit. And who wouldn't? As if it's only one. You know. Oh, that's all of what I'm saying. That is all what I'm saying. Listen. Ooh, they got all kind of stuff out there today. And we, you know, all kind of Jews. We're going to pick up with all that tomorrow. Okay? Any birthdays, happy birthday. You enjoy your day. Do it however you want. Keep your face mask on. Y'all ain't wearing y'all face mask. COVID is rising. I'm going to tell y'all that. Y'all need to wear y'all face mask. I ain't going to say it no more. I'm telling you the truth. Y'all better think about shit. Get better. Listen, any anniversary? Any anniversaries, I gotta say it for the lovers in the house. Any anniversary, keep your lady. It's rough out here, okay? It's rough out here. Listen, allegedly, did y'all see that? What? They got a reunion. Yeah, it's coming on TV. I got to figure out when. They doing the promotions for it and everything else on Instagram and I think it was it TikTok? I don't know, but allegedly it's on one of them where they're going to do the reunion. That's beautiful. You know I'm going to see that. You know I'm going to see that. You know I'm going to want to see that. I love y'all. Y'all have a blessed day. You know, if it's kind of hard for you, pray about it. Prayer changes things, y'all. But listen, yes, prayer changes things. I'm telling you, if you when in doubt, pray it out for real. Any birthdays? I said happy birthday. I love y'all. You got this. You can do anything you put your head to. Watch your surroundings. Should we talk about making our little safety pack, or should we do that tomorrow? I'm gonna do that tomorrow. And my condolences to anybody who may have lost a loved one today, yesterday, weeks from now, years from now. Yeah, it takes a minute. Take your time. All right? Take your time. No one can tell you how to grieve. You hear? You understand what I'm saying? Ain't no book on it, because can't nobody tell you when and how to grieve. All right? So take your time and do you. My condolences again, once I said, to anybody who have lost the family members in these senseless massacres. If you see something, say something. It is important. All lives matter. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. We chilling here, y'all. I love it. I love you. And I'll holler tomorrow. Peace and love. I'm out.